recording, so. Here we go. Now to In Focus.
All right. I'm Brandon Peoples here. Thank you for joining us here on In Focus. Joined here today by Hannah Shoemaker. She's the volunteer coordinator at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, and she has brought a furry friend with her, a little kitty cat. It doesn't look like it's a very old kitten.
No, she's just 8 weeks.
And what is her name?
Helena.
Helena. Okay, and she's available for adoption right now, huh?
She is, yes.
As she crawls around on the table here in the studio. What an adorable little kitten. Is she friendly?
Oh, she's very sweet. She loves attention. She loves to play. She's all about the cuddles, and she loves to purr.
Oh, this is so much fun here whenever we have little animals. I mean, she's not very big at all. How much does she weigh?
Oh, well, we spay them and neuter them at about 2 pounds, so she's probably just over 2 pounds.
Oh, how lovely. And you mentioned available for adoption, so I imagine she's up to date on her shots.
She is, yes. She's been fully vetted. So she's been spayed, vaccinated, dewormed. She's got everything she needs to go home. She's ready.
How have you guys been enjoying her out at the animal shelter?
She's been a blast. We actually had her out at Arts in the Park the other night. And so she met a whole bunch of people, a lot of kids. She was having a really good time there, too.
Now she's on the shoulder of Dave Lewis here in studio, who's joined us. She's taken pretty well to Dave here. She's got no fear whatsoever.
Oh, no, no.
That's so scary.
Very intimidating.
Do you have a name for her?
Yes, her name is Helena.
Helena. Oh, there she goes. She's got a good vertical.
Yes, she does. She's all over the place here. I always get interested when we have cats because I'm always thinking maybe they're going to start climbing the walls here in the studio. I've seen that before at other places I've worked at, so always hopeful.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Those blue eyes.
And she's just a number of animals that are available for you currently at the animal shelter.
Yes, yeah. We have quite a few right now. Our numbers are a little bit lower at the moment, which is pretty nice. We were in preparation for potential evacuation, and so we worked with a whole lot of rescues that were able to take on some of our animals just in case.
Great. Yeah. And what is that situation like? Are you guys kind of in wait-and-see mode here as the rest of the summer goes?
Yeah, so it's looking really good now. But, yeah, we were prepared just in case. So we were taking all necessary precautions to make it a little bit easier on our animals in case we needed to evacuate. But so far it looks like we get to stay put.
We were talking a little bit about emergency preparedness in the last segment here about having a contingency plan if you are a pet owner. And, I mean, you guys have to do the same thing kind of on a grander scale.
Yeah. So at the time, I think we were prepared to evacuate just around 150, 170 animals. So it was a big task, and we're grateful we didn't have to.
Yeah, and so this kind of reiterates the point of, you know, we need to get some of these animals adopted here. These animals need homes so that they can be safe and maybe be out of that situation.
Oh, yes. Them being in a home is always a much better option.
Great. How many cats and dogs do you have out there about right now?
Right now, I think we have around 20 dogs, and I think we're around 50 cats.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that about it? Those are two main animals you have out there?
Yes, we also have some bunnies. I think we have 2 bunnies left and 3 guinea pigs and a hamster and 2 parakeets. So we do have a few other critters if that's what you're looking for.
Helena continues to climb now down the back of Dave Lewis here.
She wants down.
There she goes.
Down.
You can't keep them still.
No.
Well, they're so cute at that age, and I tend to be slightly allergic to cats, but, you know, they're not terrible allergies. Yeah, you can take it away, Dave. But, you know, she'd make a great house pet. Is she good with children?
She is, yeah. She met a whole lot of children at Arts in the Park, and she did wonderfully.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the upcoming events here. You mentioned Arts in the Park here. That mm-hmm. continues here, what, through July?
Yes, through July. We'll hopefully be there every Friday. And she's climbing the walls now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she is. I got to get a picture of that here.
But, yeah, Arts in the Park, it's a really great event. We're hoping to be there as much as we can and bringing our adoptable animals to visit with people. And so it should be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm sorry I'm distracted by the
You're
cat.
You're fine.
Not excited about that at all.
That was fun. Well, June 14th, there's a program coming up here called Rescue Readers. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we are really excited about Rescue Readers. It's our first kids-centered volunteer opportunity, so we're really happy to get that started. Kids of any age can come into the shelter on Fridays from 12:30 to 1:30. They read to the animals for 30 minutes. They can bring their own book or they can pick a book that we have on stock. And then they read for 30 minutes, kind of hang out with the animal. It's very calming for the animal. It's great practice for the kids. And then for the next 30 minutes, they get to write a little bit about the animal, draw a picture, and tell people what the animal is like. And so that paperwork will get to go with the animal's paperwork to help them get adopted.
Awesome. What a great, great thing for kids here, and especially during the summertime, getting them kind of active here.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Helena has been catnapped here, taking a tour of the rest of the radio station. Very popular here. So that's a great program here. So that's June 14th. What time does that start?
12:30.
12:30.
Yep. Okay. And I have it posted on our Facebook page, so people can email me from that link and sign up for the shifts. And it goes through mid to late August, basically when school starts. And then we're going to try and find a different day so that kids can still keep coming in.
Okay. And this next event here, June 22nd, kind of goes to the whole plan of being prepared here. It's an event for National Pet Preparedness Month from 1 to 4 p.m. June 22nd.
Yeah. So we're excited about that, too, because the timing of that, I think, is just impeccable. And that was kind of unplanned. We were not aware of all of the potential flooding when we scheduled this event, but it's going to work out perfectly. So basically, people can come into the shelter if they have any questions about how to be prepared for any kind of evacuation or emergency situation. They can come into the shelter. We're going to have the fire department there. They're going to be doing tours of their truck. We're going to have CaseArt there, which I heard you guys talking a little bit about earlier. So CaseArt's a wonderful organization, and they're going to be there talking about how to prepare in your own home and how to make sure that you have things like a go bag, which has all of the essentials you need in case you have to evacuate with your pet.
Okay, so that's, again, coming up June 22nd, so mm-hmm. a little more than a week away here, I guess almost 2 weeks away. That's great information there for anybody who has a pet. And you mentioned timely, not done on purpose here,
but yeah.
It happened to be a timely event here for the community. Let's talk about, you're the volunteer coordinator here.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers here needed in the summer for you guys.
Oh, yes. So we always need volunteers in the summer. A lot of our volunteers are students, and so they go home for the summer for holidays, and it gets to be a little bit of a slower time volunteer-wise at the shelter. I did just hold a couple of classes, and I will be holding more.
And what are some of the things people get to do out there if they volunteer?
Yeah, so they get to do a lot of stuff, really. They start out taking our beginner's class and their non-animal handlers for the first 10 hours of volunteer work. That gets them familiar with the shelter, with the rules that we have, and just what we need on a day-to-day basis. And so once they complete those 10 hours of non-animal handling, they're eligible to take a handling class, and then they get to help handle the animals. So they get to do things like take them out for walks or give them baths or play with them or do introductions with visitors at the shelter. It's a lot of different options. So they get to come to events with us and help us work events like Arts in the Park, events like our National Pet Preparedness event. They're going to help out a lot with that, too.
Great. And you still need people. We were talking about travel here this summer. How great would it be to have maybe someone who could maybe watch your pet while you're on vacation here?
Yeah, it is great. We don't offer boarding at our shelter,
right.
But it is a great way to come and get some resources and just to learn about what you need to do to prepare when you are going on any kind of vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know donations are always appreciated out there. Is there anything in particular you guys are in need of?
Yeah, so I actually posted on our Facebook page the other day because we are also going to be starting some more enrichment programs for our animals. And so there are a lot of things that you can donate to the shelter that you don't even necessarily need to go out and buy. We can use things like toilet paper rolls, any kind of boxes like Kleenex boxes or shoe boxes. Newspaper, shredded paper, anything like that we can use to make some fun enrichment toys for the animals.
Great.
Yeah.
So lots of good stuff there. Mentioned here the Helena available for adoption. She's our kind of the pet of the day here for us. And she's available immediately, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yep. She's available right now.
Okay. and lots more are still available here at the shelter, and we'd like to get as many of them adopted as possible here. If people want to know more, do you guys post maybe images of the pets on your social media as well?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook, an Instagram, and a Twitter account, so you can follow us on any of those, and we'll be posting pictures of the animals or information about upcoming events or opportunities for volunteer work. We also do post our animals on Pet Finder, so you can go to our Pet Finder page and see a list of all of our animals. Helena's back.
Yep.
You can see a list of all of our animals on Pet Finder, and we have pictures of those as well.
Good stuff. Yeah. Helena is a very mobile kitten here this morning, riding on the backs of Dave Lewis, now Nick McNamara. Thank you.
Some little meows going on.
And there she goes climbing stuff again. She's quite the climber.
She is, yes. She is definitely all kitten at this age.
Great. What do you think, Dave?
That's a tough one to say no to.
I know.
But then they all are, Hannah.
I know.
Every time you guys bring one in, it's just like my heart melts. But it's just like I kind of like the visitation rights and the variety.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
So we posted a picture of Helena on the K-Man Facebook page, and I'm going to share the video, whatever little video there was, because she was kind of tough to contain there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's hard to keep up with kittens.
Yeah. Look at her. She's got her claws stuck in the foam again on the wall. Aw. Aw. Good luck with that. Oh, there we go. She's a doll.
She's got it. She figured it out.
Yep.
Well, I have a feeling she'll go pretty quickly here, so if anyone is interested and they're here in this program, what's your phone number there?
At the our phone number at the shelter is 785-587-2783.
Okay. And you guys are open when?
1 to 5:30.
1 to 5:30. Okay, good to know. And we'll talk to you guys again next month. Thank you for bringing in Helena.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And Hannah Shoemaker, volunteer coordinator, T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter here in Manhattan. And we'll continue on with In Focus after this.